Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
The last thing they saw was someone they trusted. You're tuned in to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring retired FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreeke.
The trial of Richard Allen is set to start here very soon. He, of course, is the individual accused of being the murderer, the Delphi murderer, in a case that if you were to write it for a screenplay, Hollywood would say that's insane. Too much, even for Lifetime. We're not going to do this. Well, guess what? There's one more twist, at least in this case, before it gets to the courtroom, and it involves one of the star witnesses for the defense and a former officer. Well, of course it does. Todd Click, arrested. We're going to talk about that, why he was arrested, what this means to the case. Joining me to discuss, Robin Dreeke, retired FBI special agent, chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program. It looks bad. It looks weird. It looks suspicious in everything that's playing out here. But let's put some perspective here. Who is Todd Click? He was an officer. He was the only officer who still was sticking around with the, I think there's Odinism involved here, theory. He's one of the originals to bring this up as an investigator and say, there's something to this. Now, we all know that Judge Gull said, we're not talking about Odinism during this. It could confuse the jury. We don't want to confuse them with silly facts. So that Odinism thing is out. But if Todd Click were to testify in this, which he was planning to do, there could be inklings of it that could come out to at least take us down that road maybe a little bit. Wouldn't it be convenient if he was discredited right before the trial, maybe not allowed to testify, maybe just he's not worth it because he's lied before. He's been arrested, and he's been charged with forging documents and falsifying information for his role in a DCS, Department of Children and Family Services, family case manager case. We don't know all the details about what was actually forged or why they were forged, other than this is like some sort of a paperwork scandal. But I do find it a little ironic that right before he's arrested and charged with this.
I am not a conspiracy guy. I am never thinking there is conspiracy, but this case keeps pressing my buttons on it. Just, are you kidding me? This is I saw this. I said, are you kidding me? I mean, I don't believe in coincidences, because if you have a coincidence, that means there's red flags. If there's red flags, that means there's smoke. A lot of times in cases like this where there's smoke, there's most likely fire. And the fact that we have another instance of a coincidence of someone that could help defense be thrown out, it's beyond unbelievable. And also, the other thing that strikes me with this, just the charges here that they're saying, like you said, it's a paperwork charge?
It's a paperwork charge, as far as we know. I mean, yeah. I'd love to know more about what was going on. We don't have that information, but essentially it's, there was some dates falsified here or something right. Was falsified. It could be something serious. I don't know, but it just kind of seems like, what can we get on Todd Click right now before this thing starts?
That's what strikes me too, because now inside the FBI and inside every government organization, there are manuals, like inside the FBI, there's the DIOG, it's called. It's the operations guideline that we have. It's like this thick. There are so many rules and regulations inside of every single government organization, bureaucracy, law enforcement. I had a way that I lived my life, and it is never be the person they want to get, because there's enough rules and regulations. They can find something to get you on. Mm-hmm. Just don't be the person that makes them feel unsafe that they want to get you.
Yeah.
And then you just do your job and do the righteous work. This to me looked like one of those cases is, they're going to find something. There's enough rules we can figure. We'll figure out something he broke a rule on so we can get him. That's mm-hmm. what it looked like to me. That was literally my first impression was, wow, they took out their manual and they dug deep to figure out what they could get on him. And I hate saying that because I'm not a conspiracy guy, but dang, doesn't it look like that?
It sure does. And I'm not saying that this couldn't be a legit charge. It may be.
Right. It probably is a legit charge. And that's what I'm saying here. All these wrongdoings, it's not that they're not legit charges. It's the fact that someone went way out of their way to get these charges specifically for him right before the trial.
Yeah.
That's what stinks to me.
It really does. Click was one of those at the beginning, was responsible for gathering evidence for the defense, and it investigated some possible alternative theories in this. And of course, we're talking about a case here that involves two children, two little girls. What better thing to pull him down on and say, you don't care about kids, than a DCS issue, a Department of Children and Family Services, that for some reason, somehow, we can go and say it to this in the trial if he says anything. Oh, you cared about that just like you didn't care about this DCS case with these children? Why would you suddenly care about these kids over here? I can already see it. Like, that's kind of the angle that seems to be, you know, taken if they're looking at this this long term. It's just stunning to me that now they're trying to discredit this witness from the inside and then go out on a case that really has nothing to do with Delphi, but something. And it seems every route, the defense of Richard Allen that they have taken, every valid route that they have taken and said, hey, we want to talk about this. We want to talk about these third-party options. Because there's tons of them. There's tons of evidence that there's somebody else that could have done this. Where there's confessions, and they won't let that in. There's just so many things that Gull's like, nope, we're on this road, and this is what we're sticking to. And anything that contradicts that, if we have the legal power to stop you from saying that in court, we're going to do that, which doesn't lead to any sort of form of justice or attempted finding the truth.
You know, I know you have other contributors that are the on the legal side, because I honestly have no idea why they can't, they Gull's not allowing that in there, that there's an alternative theory. I don't understand
it. Because Gull is end all be all. That's the problem with the judges.
I don't, it just doesn't make any sense. You know, if your defense team has come up with an alternate theory and it fits a personality, but a criminal profile of, again, and I've said this from the beginning, you have two girls that were randomly, and I'll say randomly because he has zero connection to these two girls. Mm-hmm. There's not a family connection. There's not any kind of familiar connection. There's no connection. And which will fit a profile if he can be classified as potentially a serial killer. Mm-hmm. That randomly just like found someone, and the serial killers don't even do that. See what I mean? And like every time you say, well, maybe he was this, it falls apart. Well, maybe he was this kind of murderer. No, it kind of falls apart. So him as a subject in all the kinds of cases I'm thinking of, granted, I know I have limited bandwidth on it and experience, but I can't think of a reason why it would be him. Other than they were able to, and I'll say coerce a confession from him by keeping him in solitary, from making him sit in his excrement. I mean, there's lots of things in there that made it really bad confessions to me. Mm-hmm. And I just don't, it just doesn't understand when you have a subject, an accused that doesn't quite fit a modus operandi for the crime, why the judge wouldn't let other theories come in there. I just don't get it. But again, I'm not the legal guy. This is Robin's own conjecture.
No, I think every legal person we've ever had on here to talk about this is just stunned by the rulings of Gull. Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Let's be honest. Nothing kills the thrill of a good murder mystery like a commercial for laundry detergent. It's like someone slapping a closed sign on your favorite dive bar. But you're not here for that, are you? You're here for the good stuff. So ditch the ads and upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get your crime straight. No chaser. Commercial free with extended interviews and early access. It's like getting the bartender's special when the bar's already closed. Search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and drink it all in.